Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our sermon series so far, we've been considering the various characters of the Nativity scene. The Magi, the shepherds, Mary herself, and today we consider the most important character, Jesus. Consider who Jesus is. He literally is God. That means he's omnipotent, all-powerful, literally all of the power of the universe contained within him. He is omniscient. That means all-knowing. He knows everything, even the thoughts that go through our minds down to how many hairs we have on our heads. He's omnipresent. That means everywhere. Literally everywhere, flowing through everything, as in nothing has any existence whatsoever without him. He has all the power in the universe. In fact, he created the universe. He has no beginning, and he has no end. He existed even before the incarnation, which is why we celebrate tonight. And so consider who Jesus is. Maybe not who he is as God, but who he is as a baby. As a baby, he has all of the power of God contained within him. But he doesn't use it. He doesn't use it. He doesn't use it to show that he is God as he is born of the Virgin Mary. I mean, certainly there is a miraculous conception going on, but it's not as if Jesus decided he wasn't going to live as an infant, that somehow he would talk at the age of two, that somehow he would talk at the age of 2 days, or that he would somehow be able to walk only a few weeks old. No, those things were within Jesus' power, but he doesn't do those things. He never uses his power to be self-serving. Instead, he lives the life we live. And so consider what babies go through. It means our Savior had to wear diapers. It means our Savior had to soil his diapers, which means he had to be changed. Literally, one of the most degrading things that we can think of as adults, and yet our Savior endured it. God had to be cleaned up after. How humiliating. What's more is that this God who contains all of the power in the universe, he must cry. Because that is the only way that babies can communicate. If he needs food, he must scream to let his mother know. If he needs to be held, he must alert his parents. God must cry for simple human caretakers in order to receive the most basic of necessities. But he's still the all-powerful God. How humiliating. He must endure the pain of teething, all of the uncomfortableness involved there, and he must take naps. God needs to take naps as a growing infant. He experiences the fullness of his infant years, and the truth is that it is humiliating. Consider how Jesus must have to endure the awkwardness as he grows up. The awkwardness of having to learn how to walk, even continuing on into adolescence. He had the same hormones that any adolescent in today's world had. The confusion, maybe the acne, the changing body and everything that goes with it. But Jesus endured it. God endured it, even though it was humiliating. He must have had to do chores, right? Every child hates to do chores. And I won't lie, I'm not sure what Jewish chores looked like in Jesus' day, but he certainly had to do them. To serve his mother and father, even working as an apprentice under Joseph to learn how to be a carpenter, how strange. A God who knows everything, but yet still has to learn a trade because he refuses to use his power for his own benefit. And consider how Jesus continues. As he begins his earthly ministry, he has compassion. He heals the sick. He preaches to the poor. He feeds the masses. He calls little children to himself. Jesus does it all, not for himself. He lives the fullness of a human life, and he is literally humiliated for you, for his people, even to the point where he goes to the cross and he dies. The God who contains all the power of the universe humiliates himself to even breathe his last breath for you, to bleed for you. What's more, in our reading, we heard about how, you know, the sons of Zebedee, they want to be seated at Jesus' left and right hand in his kingdom. And Jesus says, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink?" It's the cup of God's wrath. Because even as Jesus is God himself, with all of the power of God contained within him, the wrath of the Father still pours out against him. He is humiliated as his Father literally deserts him on the cross so that you don't have to be. This is what Christmas is all about. Jesus being humiliated. We also heard these words. "Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." For the season of Advent, we've been considering all sorts of different characters from the Nativity. But it's all led up to this one. To this God-man who humiliates himself for you. And in fact, not only tonight, but every single day and every single night and every single minute, we should consider who Jesus is and what he did for us. For you. He became just like you so he could serve you. And so consider what you go through. The things you have to endure in this life. Maybe a time when you've been humiliated. Maybe a time when you felt this big. Maybe a time when you didn't really like the life that you had to live. Consider how you've maybe cried out to God for help, just as our Savior did from the cross. Consider the pain and the uncomfortableness we have to endure in this life. And consider that Jesus went through it all too, for your sake. And finally tonight, I want you to consider yourself. Consider the gift Jesus gives by his birth into the world. He was humiliated for you, so that you don't have to be, so that you can be lifted up, so that you can be exalted, so that you can know that you are God's child, and you will never have to be humiliated in the ways that Jesus was. For that cup of God's wrath will never come around to you. Instead, you receive the cup of salvation. You receive forgiveness. You receive every good thing in this world because Jesus endured all of the garbage himself. But that's what Christmas is all about. The Lord is humiliated and compassionate so that you can be exalted. Thanks be to God. And Merry Christmas. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.